Then there was a vicious snarling in the mouth of the shelter, and the plunge and thump of living things. Someone tripped over Ralph, and Piggy's corner became a complication of snarls and crashes and flying limbs. Ralph hit out. Then he and what seemed like a dozen others were rolling over and over, hitting, biting, scratching. He was torn and jolted, found fingers in his mouth and bit them. A fist withdrew and came back like a piston, so that the whole shelter exploded into light. Ralph twisted sideways on top of a writhing body and felt hot breath on his cheek. He began to pound the mouth below him, using his clenched fist as a hammer. He hit with more and more passionate hysteria as the face became slippery. A knee jerked up between his legs, and he fell sideways, busying himself with his pain, and the fight rolled over him. Then the shelter collapsed with smothering finality, and the anonymous shapes fought their way out and through. Dark figures drew themselves out of the wreckage and flitted away, till the screams of the Littlins and Piggy's gasps were once more audible. Ralph called out in a quavering voice, "All you Littlins, go to sleep. We've had a fight with the others. Now go to sleep." Sam and Eric came close and peered at Ralph. "Are you two all right?"
"I think so. I got busted."
"So did I. How's Piggy?"
They hauled Piggy clear of the wreckage and leaned him against a tree. The night was cool and purged of immediate terror. Piggy's breathing was a little easier.
"Did you get hurt, Piggy?"
"Not much."
"That was Jack and his hunters," said Ralph bitterly.
"Why can't they leave us alone?"
"We gave them something to think about," said Sam.
Honesty compelled him to go on.
"At least you did. I got mixed up with myself in a corner."
"I gave one of 'em what for," said Ralph. "I smashed